gathered in an area and prayed in a nearby church parking lot.
And so here's a question to consider this morning. What can Sacramento businesses learn from the capital of Minnesota? Every year, members of the Sacramento Metro Chamber head on a study mission to different cities across the country to develop best practices and also bring back some new ideas to our area.
Yeah, so next month they head to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Peter Tatishi is the president and CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber, and he has joined us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Peter Tatishi.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so this is coming up next month. And first of all, tell people what you guys hope to learn from it.
Well, you know, what's great about going to a region like the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul, is that on size, it's roughly about the same size as Sacramento region. But they're doing some things that we're not able to do quite yet. And so when you look at their activation of the riverfront, the Mississippi River in both the capital city of St. Paul and their largest city, Minneapolis, and then what they're doing and being able to attract and recruit talent, and the fact that they've got 15 Fortune 500 companies headquartered right there in Minneapolis. So there are things that you can say we're on par with. Why aren't we able to do those same things? So it's experiencing the kind of that regional city that makes what makes it unique, what makes it tick, what can we learn from it and bring back to Sacramento.
So do they reach out to you, or do you look around the country and for certain specific things each year?
So we kind of look around the country, and we kind of are looking at what's in the works right now here in Sacramento. What are we focusing on? One of those things, of course, is riverfront activation, getting our Sacramento River up and moving again. And so we look for regions that have that kind of dynamic. And so every year we pick a different region. Sometimes after a decade or so, it's time to go back and see what has a region done in a decade. So we visited like Seattle twice, and we've gone to a couple different places all across the country, though.
So you're taking leaders from Sacramento, but you're also offering anybody the chance to join your 100-member group. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this is a regional poll. So this is not just members of the Metro Chamber. I mean, it's designed and, you know, we promote members of the Metro Chamber, but it's elected leaders, community civic leaders that are coming along, as well as business leaders, because we need lots of different ideas, thoughts that can occur. And so what's great about the study mission is that we're all going to experience a conversation, experience an activity, or see something, and we're going to see it through the different lenses that we all have, which will spur different conversations.
But you have to pay your own way, right?
That's true.
And it's how much?
It's a $2,900 fee right now to be able to go, but that's all inclusive with airfare and room and board and for the 4 days that you're there.
So give us an idea of one of the ideas that you brought back in recent years and you've actually implemented in Sacramento.
So one of those, actually, we just helped open last week was the glue factory up in Roseville. And so with Threefold Communications in the city of Roseville, we had visited a number of different locations where we were looking at incubator or shared working spaces. And so in Chicago last year, we saw that as well. And we really saw the value of being able to spotlight entrepreneurship and innovation by giving these types of spaces where creative minds can come together. And so we were able to bring that here and actually open that space up in Roseville.
But when you go to places like St. Paul and Minneapolis, when you go to those places, do you talk about how regulations can kill a business, how taxes can kill a business, and how we can better serve our entrepreneurs here in the Sacramento area by loosening some of that?
Absolutely. So when we go and we meet with different folks there, it's really with panels. So everything is being able to come together and listen to what's happening and hear what are the success stories in these different regions. And so especially in Minneapolis-St. Paul, we're going to be talking to folks to see what works, what doesn't work, and talk about those types of regulations.
Yeah. All right, Peter, thanks. We'll look forward to hearing from you when you get back from that trip, too.
Hey, you got to come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Peter Tatishi, President and CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber here.